it's still been special. You know, for me, I was excited to do all this medical stuff because I'm so far along in my rehab. I'm doing so well. I'm ahead of schedule, so I know where the average man would be at this point in time, and I know I'm ahead of that. So I've been really excited to show teams that. But aside from that, this is something you dreamed about as a kid. Just getting to be out here with and recognized with some of the best players in the country, that's just been really special. My love for the game, it's you know, I'm so passionate about this game. I'm so passionate about winning and, you know, trying to, you know, get my name out there and help an organization reach a Super Bowl and win one.
It feels pretty good, you know, to be in such, with such great tight ends at the elite caliber. You know, coming from a small school, we don't really get as much publicity as some of those SEC programs, but to be able to be at the same threshold and on the same pedestal with those guys is monumental for me. I think they're considering that for talent-wise and, you know, just thinking about how many guys we have that are vertical threats and more pass-catching tight ends. I think that's what they're meaning when they say that this is a deep class and probably the deepest that they've ever had to combine at one time. Just being a complete tight end, showing my willingness to block and also being a vertical threat that I am, being able to blow past safeties and linebackers at any given time in the game, I feel like that gives myself the more opportunity and more benefit than the rest of the Titans in this class.
Yeah, I take pride in it, and I don't think it's underrated. I think a lot of the scouts kind of understand that, you know, I'll get in there and stick my nose in and block. And they always mention that in the meetings so far this week. So I don't think it's underrated or it's underlooked or anything. But I do take a lot of pride in blocking. You know, I would just say my ability to be a three-down tight end, you know, being able to stay in the game and run block, also being able to use my athletic ability in the passing game to separate from defenders. Being very versatile, you know, as myself, I consider to go out wide, you know, be able to go in the slot. Whenever you can put a tight end in so many different places on the field, it's hard to key and to shut them down. So I think that's a huge asset that I have.
Mainly it's just my friends, my guys talking about where they want to see me play. We're all on Madden. We play Madden a lot, so they want to use me in Madden or what team or whatever I get drafted to has been the main topic of discussion. He just hit me up before this process started, just congratulating me and giving me some tips and to what to focus on and stuff. And I mean, we always talk to each other and be there for each other. And he's definitely a little disappointed with this season, but that's gonna make it his next season a lot better. His work ethic is through the roof. A guy that pushed me to be the kind of worker I am at Ole Miss and now. So I'm not worried about him. He had a little down year. It wasn't even a down year. It was just not up to his expectations, and I definitely see him being a threat in the league next year for sure.
You know, it's crazy. You know, it feels like yesterday I was a little kid, you know, biggest fan, you know, watching them on TV, hoping one day I would go to a game. And then, you know, now I'm here and I could possibly be on that team next season, so this is a great blessing. I think wherever I go, I can definitely bring speed. I'm willing to block anywhere, attached or detached. So just speed and, you know, a lot of fun. Well, you're you're gonna find out what my vertical is tomorrow. Maybe you guys will be kind of impressed with that. But I believe high jump is a lot of power. You know, to run and get your body over like 7 feet or whatever. So, it's really exciting. I look forward, mostly I'm looking forward to the broad because I think I'm going to break a record tomorrow. So we'll see.